14 million iPods.
CEO Steve Jobs kicks off the Apple Love-In at the Moscone Center in San Francisco with an update on products. Here's the first of an eight-part podcast from PodTech News and PodTech.net on company earnings, the latest iPod sales, and new initiatives in music from Apple. It's recorded on January 10th, 2006.
Good morning and welcome to Macworld. We've got a lot of great stuff for you today. So I want to start off with a retail update, tell you how we did in Apple retail stores. You know, we've got 135 Apple retail stores now, and these are just the best place to buy not only a Mac and an iPod, but one of the best buying experiences for any product in the world. And I am really pleased to announce that last quarter we had 26 million visitors during the holiday quarter in our retail stores. I mean, think about it. This is more people than live in any state in our union but California. You know, if you're in New Hampshire, it's no big deal, but if you live in New York, I mean, everybody in New York visited an Apple store by number, you know? It's incredible. So that was pretty amazing. What was also amazing was that our retail stores had their first billion-dollar quarter. Over $1 billion of revenues last quarter, so really fantastic. And I want to congratulate them all. They worked so hard, and they did a really terrific job. Now, we've got a great chief financial officer, Peter Oppenheimer, and Peter told me that if I wanted to release this figure, I also had to release the overall sales for Apple because he didn't want anybody making the wrong assumptions and getting the wrong data for the quarter. So we're going to do something we've never done before here at a Macworld. I get to tell you what our revenues were for last quarter. It was Apple's a record for Apple, the highest revenues we've ever had in a quarter. Last quarter, we sold around $5.7 billion. This is one for the record books. So there's a lot for these gingerbread men to be dancing about. Everybody's pretty happy. So that's a retail update. And now what I'd like to do is talk about our efforts in music. We went into the holiday quarter with the best lineup of music players on the planet, the new iPod Nano and the fifth generation iPod. These are the best music players in the world, and of course the fifth generation iPod also plays video, music videos, and now television shows as well. And we sold 4.5 million iPods a year ago in the holiday quarter 2004. And what a lot of folks have been asking us and speculating on is how many did we sell last quarter, holiday quarter 2005? And some of the estimates were getting pretty astronomical, 8 million, 9 million, 10 million. And I'm really pleased to announce today that last quarter we sold 14 million iPods. That is over 100 every minute, 24/7 throughout the whole quarter. And it still wasn't enough. So more iPods are on their way for those people that didn't have a chance to get one last quarter. And so that brings the total number of iPods sold to around 42 million. You can see the slope of this curve is going up again. And of those 42 million, 32 million of them were sold in 2005, in calendar year 2005. 32 million iPods. Okay. Now, I'd like to give you an update on iTunes. We have sold on iTunes we've crossed over 850 million songs. We are well on our way to hitting that billion song mark in the next few months. And we are selling songs at the rate now of 3 million per day. We've seen a really nice growth in iTunes sales. And that is over a billion songs a year run rate. Well over. So we've seen some really great growth throughout the last year in iTunes as well. And our market share continues to be very strong, 83%. Yeah, I'm showing off some new keynote features here too. Couldn't help myself. So, we're really, really happy with how iTunes is doing. And as you know, one of the newest things in iTunes and of course on iPod are television shows. And the content that we've been adding has just been spectacular. And we started selling TV shows only about 90 days ago. I'm very pleased to report that since we launched on October 12th, we have sold over 8 million videos. And we are really happy with this. Now, last week, for the first time, we added some sports. And in partnership with ABC and ESPN, we put up the bowl games. And it was really fantastic. Here's a little sampling.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pasadena, California, site of the 2006 Rose Bowl game presented by Citi. I'm Keith Jackson, and in the unprecedented partnership between ABC Sports and Apple iTunes, you're about to see a bowl blast, the 15-minute condensed version of the national championship game between the top-ranked USC Trojans and the number 2 Texas Longhorns. All the key moments from this contest right at your fingertips in the iTunes video store. And it's available for all 4 BCS games. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this special ABC Sports presentation.
So, ABC and ESPN did a phenomenal job on these 15-minute highlights. And they went to number one. The Rose Bowl is the number one video now on iTunes, so they've been extremely popular. And today, we're putting up some other great new content from Saturday Night Live. This is some stuff that I've personally wanted to see from day one.
And now, another episode of Samurai Delicatessen.
Your sleep phase.
Sufficient.
All the great stuff here, all the great stuff, the best of stuff, and all the great skits that you remember, you're going to be able to buy on iTunes starting today, this great Saturday Night Live content on iTunes. We're also introducing a new accessory for your iPod today, which is a remote control that's also an FM tuner. And it's a little thing that clips on your clothing anywhere you'd like, is a great remote control, but also includes an FM tuner. And so you can plug this into your Nano, you can plug this in to your fifth generation iPod, and when you do, a radio menu item will show up in the top menu. And when you select it, boom, you get screens like this. You can set your presets. It's really nice. And it's going to be priced at $49, and it goes on sale today. And last, I want to give you an update on Chrysler. For those of you that missed it at the Detroit Auto Show, Chrysler is the first of the big three American auto companies to announce major iPod integration support for their cars this year. Over 3 million Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep models are going to offer optional iPod integration this year. And when you add that to all the other cars that are doing the same thing, in 2006, over 40% of the cars sold in the U.S. will offer iPod integration. I think that's phenomenal. Over 40%. So that's an update on what we're doing in music. And the last thing I've got is a new ad I wanted to show you, a new iPod ad. You know, in our October event, we were so lucky to have Wynton Marsalis come and play for us. And he really blew us all away. And after that, we asked ourselves, wouldn't it be great to do an ad with Wynton and his music? And we've done one, and it'll start running soon. And I'd like to premiere it for you right now. So let's go ahead and run it. That's what we're up to in music. 14 million iPods.
That's Steve Jobs, CEO of Apple. PodTech.News and PodTech.net brings you the whole keynote speech in eight parts. This was the first of eight. I'm Jason Lopez. Thanks for listening.